Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Today has felt like a reunion, like a lot of old family members getting back together.
Old is just a word.
Steve old? I thought Steve looked great, really did.
I was happy to see him.
You come out with is that he's old.
Hey, whoa.
I don't see him being old. I see him aging gracefully and being quite a resource.
Zabe, I never called you old,
yeah,
I promise.
You just said it. You just said he was old.
Grant and Danny are out. Nick Ashew and Doc Walker in for what's almost a five-hour show. You and I for a long haul today, my friend.
Well, who else were you going to get to do?
I don't know. We can run a marathon. We're good. I never called Zabe old. Don't you dare put that. I want to make sure we establish that real quick.
We have the Hokie behind the glass. And he can and will confirm that.
I don't know.
It's also a videotape.
See, I didn't, Wes. I never actually called him old. Wes is looking at you like, what is Doc stirring up? See,
I didn't hear none of that.
Exactly. This is Doc is stirring things up, which is what he always does.
You know, Wes, you might be more of a Buckeye than a Hokie.
Yeah. I think the fans know that already.
You just went in reverse. Nicholas, it's good to see you, man. I'm a big fan, as you well know. And the beauty about this business is that the goal is to stick around in the business. Because you're doing what you love to do. Mm-hmm. Well, who would not want to do it?
Mm-hmm.
So I applaud you because I was there day one.
Yeah, you were.
I was there. You know, I feel like a proud uncle in seeing the development and in a multitude of formats. Because you got this thing tricky. It's tricky.
Mm-hmm.
And then we lean on the local teams.
Yeah.
So when you lean on something and it falls down, do you fall down with it or do you bounce back?
You know, it's funny that you say that because last season doing national shows and not being, you know, in anything DC related while they're going on and the Commanders are winning 12 games and going to an NFC championship game, man, I sat there with so much FOMO. Yeah. I mean, we talked about it on my show and did all that, but it's not the same. I think the one cool thing about being in, especially this is my hometown, right? Like being on in this format with this, where it's very, you're connected with an audience for people you maybe don't talk to for years or work with, come back with and see them. And just to be like, everybody rides or dies with whatever's going on with all the teams in DC, but listen, New York, it's all the same in that sense. But to now be back and doing a lot of DC stuff again and seeing where this team is sitting at 3-7, man, I'm longing for last season. I'm longing for what we went through because for me, And anybody that's from, you know, my generation, we didn't get to watch the Super Bowls. We didn't get to watch the Joe Gibbs era in its prime. There was Joe Gibbs 2.0, but that wasn't the same thing. So,
but you got to play fantasy. Well, we didn't. You got to wager.
That's true.
You got to do a lot of things we didn't.
But you can still do it now if you want.
No, I can't. I can't.
Wait, yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Well, you can if
no,
you want
I can't.
To.
No,
okay.
No, I can't.
Okay.
No, I can't.
Well, I can. And I do. But the point
is, I think it's awesome. I think it's beautiful for the growth of the game. And I love all that. But again, somebody's still got to settle things with arm-by-arm wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
It's still got to be a part of the society.
Yep.
That does it one-on-one. Like winner take all. Like in betting, what are you going to be? Winner.
Yeah.
Loser.
Yeah.
Period. So because until that's completely deceased, I'm riding with that.
This is a team right now in the Commanders where you look at everything that happened last year. And I've said this on other shows, but I haven't said this to you. So this is there's going to be a lot of things.
Nothing else matters.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This team last year was so far ahead of schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And you win 12 games in a year that was, honestly, last season was supposed to be this year in terms of the results you're seeing on the field and the lack of depth and all of the issues this team is going through. Injuries aside, this team just doesn't have the depth. That's like the whole concept of next man up works to a point. Mm-hmm. But when the next man up isn't prepared or nearly as qualified as the guy in front of him, it shows you the depth that a team has. This Commanders team from last year to this year is not the same, and I understand that. But what I do know is eventually this was going to happen. This was a gutted roster that was nothing but scraps for the most part, that Adam Peters in this front office had to come in and say, we got to fix this damn thing, and we got to make this work. And then they're looking around going, oh my God, we're winning way more games than we expected. So obviously, you lean into it. The problem is now the football gods are catching up, and it's, oh, no. Now you're going to regress back to the mean. They got a lot of work to do the rest of this season. They got a lot of work to do this offseason. But anybody that thought that they were just going to continue on from what they did last year, and this is where it goes back to betting, right? Where, you know, the Commanders' Super Bowl odds, they were a top five team for a while, and, you know, their win total was 9.5. And I thought that was a reasonable number. But what I will say, though, is that if anybody expected no bumps in the road with something that is literally gutted from the top down, from the top of ownership all the way down, you lost your mind. And here we are. And this is the result.
Before the genius of like a CarMax,
mm-hmm.
had you ever considered the damage to this franchise and its players? When you bought in, you mm-hmm. bought in. Here's what you got.
Mm-hmm.
This was the worst. This car had been in a tin. It had been hit by a train.
Yeah.
Then by tow trucks. Then by rigs. It was the worst body in the planet,
yeah.
in the game.
Yeah.
Then that's what made last year so unique.
Mm-hmm.
They took that garbage that they were left and turned it into gold.
Yeah.
So had we been practical, and we're not, we would have thought, well, this is probably short, nice little boost, and what is the boost going to do? Then people make mistakes. People also don't sleep on you. That roster change, winning between a winning team and losing team, mm-hmm. it matters.
Mm-hmm.
You were playing four quarterbacks that might not even be in the league right now that yeah. you played last year.
And that's a great point.
But
it's yeah.
reality.
Yeah.
And then big boys were watching you. You were playing at 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. They were playing at night like you are now.
Mm-hmm.
I hate night games. That 1 o'clock schedule, you don't have that now. And people are going to come after you. But you told us that any place, any time. So we said, oh, we fell into that, realizing you win 6 games on the last play of the game. You got a 4-leaf clover. You've got a rabbit's tree. You've got mm-hmm. everything we could think of throughout history.
And where are they?
History's luck.
Where are they shoved up, Doc?
Yeah.
I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens.
But it's true, though.
And they're proving it right now.
Yeah. And listen, like there is some level of, like, you have to overcome injuries in the NFL to a point. But then there's a certain point where you look around, especially like this. Again, there is a certain point where I've looked at this team, and it happened Sunday against Detroit. Look, I went into that knowing what was going to happen. Right. I was like, this is not going to be pretty.
Oh, but you didn't pick them?
No. No. First off, I don't bet on my teams. Okay. I'm way too emotionally invested in them.
Right.
Smart. I've always had that rule. When I've done betting shows, I just don't.
And it's great.
I won't.
Yeah, you smart.
I won't do it. Yeah.
You smart.
There are certain people that do it.
I didn't think they'd win the game. I hoped they would win.
And that's why I want to keep emotion out of it.
Yeah.
It but is. I had no confidence
no fun,
because
though.
They were so beat
it's no
down.
Fun. It's no fun.
No fun what?
keeping emotions out of it.
Oh, well, that's why when it comes to the, that's why I keep the betting as a whole other thing, because I want to just enjoy or ride or die with the team, whatever. Like that's just, but the thing that makes this so frustrating this year now is you're starting to watch a team where it just feels like the question becomes what's left of the season. And Sunday was the first time that I went, this feels like the old era. And I know it's not. And I will scream from the mountaintops that this isn't the Dan Snyder era. Anybody that thinks it is gonna, you're losing your mind. But
you get Dan Snyder results. Like it.
And that's the key, is that it feels like it. It's not the same era. It's not the same leadership. It's not the same thing. But it feels like it right now. Stadium emptying early. Tons of injuries. Deron Payne getting thrown out. And you look around and you're like, I've been here before.
Been here before. And to their credit, they won the division too. Before. They beat Steelers. That time they beat the Steelers with what? Everybody has that flash, and maybe that's just associated with pro ball. But what bothers me now is that once you get the coach to listen to the public, to me that's a kiss of death. Mm-hmm. And I was telling that big guy that works here, BTP, when you put your coordinator on the ground, that's, you intimated that he wasn't at practice.
Mm-hmm.
It's my belief, he's at every meeting, every practice, he runs it. So whether he's on the deck or up in the sky, what difference does it make?
Mm-hmm.
Is that going to change how they block, tackle, cover, their depth? No, you took poison pill. You let the public bluff you into something. And so what are you going to do now? You're going to fix it? As if you weren't there all the whole time too. So are you want me to believe now that you weren't there? How dare they do what they've been doing? Well, let me go over and fix this. Really, dude? Seriously. You're in every meeting, too. And you took the cheese. Taking people, all of us, that are angry, and you let it affect you. You're in charge. I don't buy that at all. It's not hocus pocus. And then your big 330-pound tackle decides he's going to be 16 again. So you lose another chip. That's a lack of everything we've heard out of their camp of who we are. You've been telling us something, and your pupils are proving you wrong. Do you not have a good feel for your own team? Now, if you go in there like King Kong did for Detroit, caveman, he took the board, went out there, and him looking at the plays is so funny to me. But you know what you're going to get. Starts off with physicality. This team is offense is yet not understood that the best, the easiest path is forward, not sideways. And if you really don't believe that in your heart of heart, you will do exactly what they're doing. You're still trying to get one over on the opponent instead of kicking his butt because he's right in front of you. So you got these people that are big and strong and aggressive, but you haven't put them in the light to be their best, in my opinion. So my only question is that, what's going to change? And Miami set the stage for you because they won.
So I'm glad you said that because I see two teams mentally going in opposite directions right now. And everything that you just laid out is what bothers me about this team right now that we didn't see before Detroit. Like it felt like, and I could, even leading up to that game against Detroit at practice, now I wasn't there, but I do a podcast with people. It's going to sound like I do a podcast, but like, there were plenty of reports.
Name one person that's not doing a podcast.
I know, it's everybody, isn't it? Right, the world is so different. And you talk about like me when I first started doing this with you and coming with the podcasts were not a thing. Now it's all podcast. You know, it's all, I mean, it's you're on every platform
I remember
in existence.
Side hustle you had out in LA at one of the stops. We were talking, now that was stretching.
Yeah.
That was being innovative.
Yeah.
You're just getting on a West Coast show, a West Coast format.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty about this. And it happened to us. Imagine being a rookie in a league. You walk in the locker room, and eight guys are sitting on the bench smoking Pall Malls.
What a different world.
That happened. I saw that.
Yeah.
I was like, really? Wow. Every generation, you have to be able to adjust.
The league changes. The world changes.
Everything changes.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's even harder now to be a losing team in the NFL because there's so much more media scrutiny and attention, and with social media and with all the podcasts like you mentioned, and all, even Whether even if you're in a small market, it doesn't have to be a big market, top 10 market like
DC.
I like
that.
It can be anywhere. And it makes, it magnifies the problems more and more. And when you then can take what Deron Payne did and have that highlight all over the place, which, by the way, there is now the video out there of Amon-Ra St. Brown swinging at him first. Guess what?
Well,
it's
you
not
knew
the first
that
guy.
Happened.
It's always the second guy that gets caught.
Well, why
we know
do the zebras get caught? Okay, I know they're 90. Their medium age is 90. but that's their, they do it on purpose. Hey, man, they take
what,
care
old
of their,
refs?
They take care of their brotherhood. It's like the Hells Angels.
It's like politics.
And it's like any factor to where I have the ability to bring you on if I like you and not bring you on if I don't like you.
Yep.
That's the country operates that way.
Yeah.
And so you think this is different? Why do they all look alike for the most part? Age-wise, stature, because they're all one community. Their reactions is not what they once were.
Mm-hmm.
So wait a minute. The players are bigger, stronger, faster, but you're going to get people that are older, slower, and can't keep up and have bad vision. And that's the group that's going to make these determinations where millions of dollars go. No, you have to laugh.
It's funny.
Because it's funny.
But it's also true.
And it's true.
So what would the age limit be then for refs?
As soon as
I saw how would you determine
him,
this?
No, age. A lot of
maybe not
older
age.
People
so that's the
in
thing.
Great
so,
shape.
So not age then. So what would be the determining factor saying you're done? Because we could do this with politicians too if you want.
Well, it's going to be a physical. It's going to be testing involved in that. You're going to have to go physically prove to me that you are up to standard to be with the world-class athletes moving at faster and speed of sound. And you can keep up. You can see. Vision, athleticism, all those things, basics. And there's some guys out there, they don't even look the part. They look like the bus driver driving your kids to school. And a lot of times they are, and nothing's against bus drivers. But when Payne swung at him, first thing in my mind, okay, you have all these video cameras, right? The whole world's on caught on tape.
Yeah.
Go find it and show it then. Why are you saying they didn't have the technology to do it then? So you're saying that they effed up, just like the tush push. We saw the Eagles. They're offsides. You saw it. I could tell that from my.
They're offsides almost every time they run the tush push.
Why isn't it fixed?
Yeah, because nobody can catch it. It's an almost impossible play to be able to see in real time.
Wait a minute. You can run it back.
You can.
Well, why don't they?
Well, you got to have the rules of the challenges, Doc. You can't. Don't forget the challenges now.
Okay.
You got to be able to challenge within the rules.
Okay. Well, see, it's all set up.
I just love that one of your stipulations, which this just shows the state of all this. For a ref to be able to still be a ref in the NFL is to see.
Yeah, he's got to be able to see.
Yeah, you got to be able to see. That's
I know
good.
It sounds like it's a joke.
I know, but it's true.
But I'm true. You just cannot put people in a position to fail and then act like it wasn't on purpose. Hey, man, that's my guy, Bill. You know, we go all the way back. You know, we operate on that. It's a barter system. When it comes to sports, we ought to try to draw a line. Since it's about competition, some of the last great champions in our society have cheated and allowed to keep the trophies. No rep against them, nothing. And this is the tip, just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, you might want to finish that sentence.
Yeah.
Iceberg. There you go, just the tip of the iceberg. No, the gambling thing is a whole other conversation, but there's certainly room for that over the next 4.5 hours or so that you and I still have. Plenty of time here. We'll talk to Anthony Armstrong at 3:30 as well. Doc Walker, Nick Ash, you in for Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Hoorah.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story, it's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC.
rated T for Teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Nick Ashew, Doc Walker, in for Grant and Danny. You know, Doc, I'm looking as the Commanders are on their way to Madrid now. J.P. Finley was in here earlier. He's getting ready for his flight out there, too.
Well, you know, he's kind of a big thing.
Mm-hmm. It's true. You're on. You're good. You're making the face. Okay. You're good. Yeah, you're good.
It was hollow.
It happens, you know, it's okay.
Well, you know, Playboy just came in there.
Yeah.
So
yeah, Clary's here.
Whenever you get Playboy in there.
Distracting everybody.
He kind of, you know, he's got that rock star look.
He's got great hair.
Yeah,
what happens when you're, 24, whatever you are? Yeah, I remember those days. 22? You're still 22? No, you're not. Okay, yeah, stop it. You're 22. Yeah, both of you guys are babies. I was once in your shoes. Doc remembers when I was a young
man,
just starting off.
No, we won't do it today, but if we ever get this lucky again, then we'll get into Ashew Classics.
Ashew Classics, huh?
Yeah, Ashew Classics, man.
I was telling them how when I first started off in this industry and I was doing updates on the previous 980, you would sit and stare at me and throw down dollar bills if I didn't mess up a sentence.
Exactly.
And I never did. I stayed focused, and you helped me get laser sharp. I just went through training with you.
See,
you know?
These guys don't get it.
Yeah.
They think you're picking on them.
No.
Or they get sensitive.
It's coaching.
It's coaching. It's mm-hmm. training. If I see something in you, then I go, wow, how high can we get this guy? Because he's got that it factor. Now, how tough is he? How smart is he? How willing is he to do all the little things that it takes? Because the only thing that stops us from getting to where all of us want to be is us.
Mm-hmm.
It is just the inability to finish something, to be on time. You are always on time.
Oh, yeah.
We're already, there's no way, I don't function well with people that don't pay attention to mm-hmm. their watch or their phone or
attention to detail.
It just tells me that it doesn't matter enough to you. This team. Right now, it's easy to talk tough when you're winning.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you're just more skillful than tough. That's okay. Now that you're losing, we need you to be more skillful because clearly you're not.
Like maybe, I don't know, fewer missed tackles would be a good
start. It's a starter.
Basic fundamentals.
It's a starter.
Yeah. And listen, this is because it was easy last season when they were 12-5 and you're going to an NFC championship game and there's all this excitement, right? There's all this, like, because the Commanders were last year, they were the darlings of the NFL. They were the hot, trendy team. Everybody loved them.
They earned it.
It was a fun story, and they did earn it.
They earned it.
But the question then becomes, and I said this, what's going to happen when they face adversity? Because at some point, the expectations change. The expectations changed heading into this year.
Oh, they faced some adversity last year.
They did.
In South Philadelphia.
But here's the difference. The difference with the adversity last year versus the adversity this year, they're expected to win more and continue. Whether fair or not, they're expected to win and continue what they did last season. Last year, they were a team that people thought might win 5 or 6 games at most.
And they would have been, okay, you won on the last play of 6 games.
Yeah. Oh, again.
So they, really.
They faced adversity,
when
Doc.
When we said we know who you are, we really didn't and don't.
It's not, because again, it's not that they won their games last year the way that they did. You still have to have, as you would say, intestinal fortitude to be able to win those games, have those clutch situations. Mm-hmm. It doesn't take away from that. But the difference is the adversity now is ramped up, the expectations were ramped up, and the results are the opposite of what you're getting from last season. And that's the problem with this, is that people now... And I understand. Listen, I've been a fan of this team my whole life. I've seen mostly losing seasons. Mm-hmm. 2012 was a magical year for me. Last year was a magical year for me, okay? Yeah. I mean, 9-7 with Kirk Cousins at quarterback was amazing. Like that, I haven't seen much. Anybody from my generation has not seen much. So last year was absolutely incredible. But that's last season. And so many people looked at that and said, it's always going to be this way. The reality is, you're heading into a game this Sunday in Madrid against a Dolphins team that's been horrible until they beat the Bills last week. They're riding high. They're cocky in the locker room. They're saying all kinds of stuff. You're coming off another loss, getting blown out again on national TV. Deron Payne gets thrown out. Meltdowns all across the board. And the Commanders are now underdogs to the Miami Dolphins in this game. This is adversity, and the adversity keeps getting more and more. So the question now becomes, what does the rest of this season look like? It starts with this game. If they go and they lose, look, these international games are tough. The schedule's different, time zone's different. I know they're flying privately, but like flying still sucks.
I just wanted to throw that in. Go ahead.
Like there's a lot of different things make this more complicated. How many international games have we watched, whether it's in London or it's in Spain or it's in, well, this is the first one in Spain, but Germany, whatever, where you just watch the game and go, this is a bit sloppy. You think Thursday night is tough? These are even tougher. But my point is, with all the things that have gone on, they travel all the way across the pond, and they lose to the Dolphins. I'm worried about the way this meltdown continues for this team the rest of the way.
I can't even allow myself to put that in my system.
And good for you. I'm glad you're not, because it's all in my system. It's injected.
I can't even entertain the thought. Because the Dolphins are soft.
Mm-hmm.
If you lose to an ice cream cone organization, it's one thing if you lost to the Steelers. I would be distraught. It's the only way I could measure it up. I can't even, if you let the thought go in your mind, it starts to grow. So I just can't do it. I don't even consider that. What I want to know is, why are we going to win? And how are we going to win? And since DQ put the organization on blast, that he can fix it defensively himself. See, that's what happens when you replace somebody. You take it on. I want to know, what players are you changing?
Mm-hmm.
Because
do they have anybody left, though, to change?
Well, like, I don't know. Apparently, he had to have
a vision. You might have to come out of retirement.
Yeah. Yeah. They have people there that haven't played that are on the team. And they're young and in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Would it be killing anybody for them to play? I would just like to see some new faces. Here's one thing I'm convinced of. The people that he puts out there on a regular basis aren't very good.
Yes, this
in
is
games,
true.
On
yes,
game
this
day.
Is true.
Great interviewers. Got great history. There's a lot of things I really like about them. But the least favorite thing about them is that they don't play well on Sundays. Or game day. So if that's all, that's the best you have, that tells me then you have nothing in the cupboard. I can see a guy having a bad game, a bad quarter. Why is he still in the game the whole game? You're telling me that he's better than the guy behind him. Well, then why is the guy behind him on the team? Why don't you just go out to one of the penal institutions and go out and offer one of the convicts a walk-on? Give me somebody that's willing to go out there and do something or out of the ordinary. I just have no patience for us carrying people that don't play in the game and having people that aren't athletic, have no sideline-to-sideline speed, and they're in the game every play. I can't explain it.
That tells you, again, these guys, the guys that you see out there on the field, and we could go down the list, and half of them now it feels like are out for the rest of the season. Mm-hmm. But that also shows you the depth that this team has dealt with. And I think that's, as this continues, and this is why I've been, and I don't care if people get mad when I say this, and they just love to throw out the phrase next man up. Again, it works to a point. Mm-hmm. But there are times where certain cliches ring hollow. This is that time. Because they don't have the depth. They don't have the talent that's there. It's just not. And at this point, and this is the next thing that you get. Oh, well, you know, make this change. Okay, to what? Like you just said, find somebody. Well, okay. Clearly, it's almost impossible at this point to find anybody else that can do simple things like make a tackle. Like, I don't know, actually stand tall in coverage and not get beat like a drum on a deep route. Like anything at this point. And that's why when you look at this, you realize, oh, last year was a paper tiger. Last year was the football gods, the betting gods, the anything, everything came together and said, mm-hmm. Here's a magical year, but the receipts are coming in. And I think that's now where you need to understand with this team is that they've regressed back to the mean, plus injuries. So it's a season now where, look, I hate to say this, but at 3-7, I'm back in the mindset of what's the draft pick going to look like? What are those picks going to be? Because if you're trying to rebuild, Doc, the oldest team in the NFL, best way is the draft. And that's how a real rebuild is. And I think the way that they're going to approach the rest of this season is evaluating who shows that they still want to go out there and play, even if they're 3-10. Whatever their record looks like as the season goes on. Because it still tells you, okay, these guys are culture guys. These guys have the mindset of, I don't care what our record is, I'm going out there because I love playing, because I want to build something, because I want to be a part of something that's better. The guys that throw their hands up, getting thrown out of games, or are bad locker room guy, I'm a big believer in body language. You start seeing that bad body language as the rest of the season goes on the sidelines, those are the guys. Adam Peters is going to be sitting there up in his box taking notes and saying, okay, I'm going to remember this in the offseason. I'm surprised they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. But you head now into this game in Madrid with all kinds of extra just disruptions to your routine, and they go fall flat to that Dolphins team. I would not be surprised if you see a move, maybe a change of defensive coordinator, not play calling, not Dan Quinn taking over and saying, I'm going to call these plays or I'm going to, no, like a real change. I'm not one to just throw out fire this guy, because it doesn't mean that it makes any of a difference whatsoever. But sometimes organizations finally look and say, something's got to change. They can't go after everything that's happened. They can't go out to Madrid and fall flat against the Dolphins. They can't, but they might.
Well, they can.
I mean, yes, they can. Physically, yeah, they can. But
they physically can.
But mentally, Doc, they can't. Yeah.
Because
okay?
They don't.
Because I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, again, you and that BTP kid. This will all be determined because right now they're wounded, and if I'm on the Dolphins, this is roadkill.
Mm-hmm.
We got a shot now. To keep them spiraling downward.
Yes.
When the coach lets go, his ace takes over for him. See, what happened to Caveman up in Detroit, he didn't like the way they weren't running the ball enough for him.
Oh, Dan Campbell?
Oh, that's my dude, Caveman. Caveman came over there.
Well, man, I got to say, Doc, I just love this team so much, man. You know?
He put that guy up in the stands, his coordinator.
Yeah.
He ran the, he wanted them to get back to what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
Big respect on that end. We kind of needed that, to, in my opinion. Not so much on the defensive side. To me, that's more personnel. The offensive side was philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
They don't seem to recognize that.
Right.
So you're going to still keep sprinting left, sprinting right, in shotgun. You don't get it. It's the line of scrimmage, and you have the personnel for it.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't do it. So you hard hit it. So I go, okay, let's see what. And the Dolphins now, it's a perfect way for them to trampoline forward because The Dolphins are not going to be able to stand up and take their punishment in the box.
No, they've never been a tough team.
That's what I'm saying. So if this offensive staff goes out and tries to throw it 99 times in this game, I'm done with them. Because they're going to be done with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They're done at that point. If they do what's right, stuff gets interesting. Because I still know as long as I have my four games closing out the season against my brothers, mm-hmm. my cousins, my nephews, I can control my destiny. I got to win out. Eventually, we're going to say, we got to win six in a row.
Right.
They've done it before. Can they do it again? Do they have that gene within them? Or are they that paper lion?
We've seen these runs before. We watched them. They were 3-6, bye week, RG3, win seven straight.
Never seen one without Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, that's true. So this is my thing. It's easy to... If this team were to miraculously get healthy, there's still limits to that because you've got a ton of guys that are out for the season. Like, the Ravens are in a spot. Well, the Ravens could win out the rest of the way. It's a much easier schedule. Their division's winnable, and they're getting healthier. That's how you have these wild comebacks for teams. You know, start off 2-4, 2-5, and, mm-hmm. 5% of teams, whatever specific you want to put for whatever that team is. They're in a spot where it's more about just playing out with who you've got. There's not a lot of guys to come back. That's part of the problem with this, too. So a lot of it is going to be, okay, what do some of the young guys you actually have on this roster look like? Like, we're Ben Sinnott. Like, just get him out there. Give him more snaps. Give him more targets. Give him more opportunities. I know Zach Ertz is somebody that you count on even with the dumb penalties that we've seen this year. Mm-hmm. But in reality, like, you've got to start seeing what some of these young guys bring to the table, because a lot of them are still, there's a lot of carryover, not a lot, there's some carryovers from the previous regime. And you got to know, like, this is now the point where you say, because it's, like you said, it's easy for everybody to be happy when you're winning. But that's not happening now, so this is a chance for this organization. You've got to see who wants to be here. Because if you're trying to change culture, if you want this to be a different culture than what it was before, this is the chance to really establish that. And maybe it's making an example of some guys. I don't know. Again, it's why I'm shocked they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. I'm shocked they just stood pat. I thought they would do something.
Yeah, I'd have to be far more familiar with the rest of the field. Is it the personnel or technique? We see a tackling, some of the technique from a tackling standpoint is awful.
Oh my gosh. I mean, they're just bouncing off of guys.
But yet, if you go out there and watch them practice, they're not lethargic in practice. They've got a high energy.
Mm-hmm.
They're chirping. I still want to know, where were the guys that started off against Kansas City? Where'd they go? They couldn't sustain that intensity for week to week?
It was like the one time they didn't have a horrible first quarter, too.
Against the champs?
Yeah.
So then how do you not be able to get that? That's what I mean by, who's really controlling that joystick on this team?
Because
it's not who we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
They're not responding to the cheerleaders. So who are they responding to? Who gets them? I mean, is it, you got to threaten them financially? I mean, what do you know what their button is? I don't.
I don't think anybody does anymore.
Whose fault is that?
Yeah.
Who's supposed to know?
That's the coaching staff. Yeah.
They're demoting each other, and I'm going, wait a minute, Slim. Maybe you need to reevaluate this. Because it always starts at the word, the T-O-P.
Mm-hmm.
At the top.
Yeah.
But not just on one side of the ball. Because that makes us think, oh, they're not holding up their end. Well, neither is the offense. The only end that's being held up with two hands, special teams. Got a lot of these young warriors on teams, but you don't put them in the game.
They're lacking what feels like a lot of heart, and it just feels like Detroit was really the moment where you said, okay, the meltdown feels like it's starting. 800-636-1067. Emotionally, right now, where are you with this team? Heading into Madrid and for the rest of the season? Because it all is kind of coming to a head right now at this point, this pivotal moment in the season. 800-636-1067. Doc Walker, Nick Ashew on the Fan.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground.
But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Nick Ashew, Doc Walker, in for Grant and Danny. Monumental show in a classic Wizards game right now, Doc.
It's unbelievable.
Just seeing, I remember as a kid going to watch Jordan as a Wizard, man. It's fun.
I wasn't a kid, but I felt like a kid.
Yeah.
He's one of those rare guys, like Coach Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, they hit this, it's an iconic level. And they can never really be like one of the boys.
Yeah.
But Mike was the closest stuff is just one of the guys.
Right.
But it's Mike.
Yeah.
And then watching him here, it made you think, we had some playoff runs, Le Boulé. There was some excitement, that Chicago series.
Tyronn Lue is out there. And, I mean, it's just, I mean, Richard Hamilton.
Yeah, I watched the other night. And, you know, we seem like we're tanking my whole life. But I see something in this group that it could finally be the beginning of something that's substantial.
So I'm glad you said that. We got a short segment here, okay. So we got a lot of calls. We're going to wait. We'll take those calls at the top of next hour, so hang on. We'll get back to the Commanders, but we've got like a minute and a half here, so there's no point in trying to squeeze it in.
Mm-hmm.
Where this Wizards team is right now is what the Commanders need to do, where it's flood it with whatever guy you want to evaluate. Play a numbers game, a dartboard. Throw a bunch of darts at the dartboard and see what sticks. Because that's what the Wizards are doing. That's where the Commanders are going to have to be the rest of the way, where it's if it's a bunch of young guys out there, at least if you're losing and you're evaluating something, there's more of a purpose there than just losing to lose. There's more to it. And the Wizards, they ain't going to win a lot of games this year, but they at least have some young talent that could be a part of this future.
And they have an alien.
They do have an alien.
Because in the NBA, without one,
Alex Saar I think he's going to be. The difference
year,
from last year to this year.
I couldn't go thumbs up.
Nope. He's too soft
right
last year.
Right now? Oh, yeah. He was like cotton candy.
Alex Sarr's confidence from playing with Team France over the summer to now, too, he's grown so much.
Whoever was coaching over there, hope they're here, too. Because it's a different dude, man. I like what I see. I like Bub. They have players now that I can project Koulibaly being there when they're good. And OKC helps open all that up.
Let me tell you something, too. Bub Carrington is one of my favorite people.
Dog.
When I was at Media Day and we just sat and talked, we were talking about video games and all. He's just the coolest kid ever. He's awesome. All right, 800-636-1067. Your confidence level. Where are you emotionally right now with the Commanders as they're heading out to Madrid? Doc Walker, Nick Ashew on the Fan.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.